In this world of short attention span theater, which is, you know, the daily life of Americans anymore, you've got your cell phone, you've got your computer, you've got the radio, you've got all of these, you've got stimulus everywhere. You're being bombarded by it almost constantly. Devices and computers talking to you and giving you information. And the point that I'm making is extremely important stories come and they get in the headlines for a bit and then they just fade away. And you forget about them. Well, let me tell you what. In Venezuela, the people there haven't forgotten that they have a problem with Nicolas Maduro, the dictator there, and the fact that their country is in chaos and getting food and medicine and clean water, for that matter, is almost impossible on a daily basis unless you're part of the elite held up somewhere behind gates with heavily armed security. And that situation has not gotten better. In fact, it's gotten much worse. A U.S. State Department report says that thousands have been killed by Maduro's regime. Thousands. Murdered by Maduro's regime. You haven't heard anything about it yet, but you will today. Frank Fernuccio here, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
Steve, it's great to be with you again.
You know, it's always interesting that, you know, the Venezuela story seems to come to the top of the page and then it fades, top of the page and then it fades. But for those living in Venezuela, they're living through hell. I mean, there is no food on the grocery store shelves. Hospitals for the public are basically empty. Many don't have electricity, no cell service. This is a country going down the toilet, is it not?
It is. But Steve, there are a couple of reasons why you don't see stories about Venezuela on the news a lot more. Let's be very blunt. This is the economic system that so much of the Democratic Party wants to instill right here in the United States. This is the essence of socialism. Whether we're talking about the old Soviet Union, whether we're talking about North Korea, whether we're talking about, well, what Bernie Sanders and most of the Democratic candidates want for the United States. That's one of the main reasons why you don't see a lot of stories about the fact that 5,287 people were killed by the government in 2018. Why that number, it looks like it's going to be equaled this year in 2019. That's the reason why it's not on the front pages of all of our major newspapers.
Frank, is it possible that these numbers are much higher? Is it possible that these numbers are much higher? I say that because I've been seeing reports and reading different accounts that indicate a lot of Maduro's henchmen, if you will, the people pulling off these murders and these attacks on civilians, are often camouflaging, masking what these attacks are. I believe the number could be a lot higher than 5,287 in 2018. I think it could be a lot higher already this year. Is that possible?
Oh, I think it's not only possible, Steve, it's probable. Look, the fact is these are only the numbers that we know. The UN, when they came up with a lot of these statistics, remember, the UN doesn't have its hooks into absolutely every facet of society. These are only the publicly available numbers. So those numbers could be a lot higher.
Right, and that's what I'm concerned about because, you know, it's a third world nation. It wasn't, but it's become a third world nation because of the auspices and the implementation of socialist policies and the government takeover of all the industry and so forth. And again, we've seen the pictures. Hospitals that have no medicine. Grocery stores that have no groceries and people that have no cell service, no electricity, and for the most part, no fresh water. I mean, this country is it's a disaster. And where do we go from here?
Well, first of all, Steve, let's look historically at this. We didn't know about the concentration camps in Nazi Germany until years later. We didn't know about the 50 million people that Mao Zedong killed in communist China until years later. We didn't know much about the gulags until years later. So certainly the situation in Venezuela could be far worse than we're seeing reported at this point. Where we go from here? Well, first of all, our politicians have got to stop supporting socialist regimes. It is frightening that the Democratic Party continues to support socialism. We've seen celebrities like Sean Penn. We've seen the Democrat candidates for president virtually refuse to really condemn the socialism of Nicolas Maduro. This is the direction in which we are heading.
So really the only hope that we have for Venezuela is for Guaido, the president recognized by the United States and a couple of dozen other countries, Juan Guaido, is basically sitting on the sidelines somewhere. He called for an overthrow of the government weeks ago. It was a failure. It fizzled out. It was an embarrassment, really. So how do we get Guaido to a point where he can become the actual president? Or how do we get there without intervening militarily in that nation? Or is that the only answer? Honestly, I don't know how Venezuela corrects itself on its own.
Here's the problem. You would normally assume something like an embargo or sanctions would work. Sanctions and embargo have one weakness, though, Steve. They have to have a government. They have to be placed on a government that cares about its own people. And unfortunately, in cases like Venezuela or Iran or North Korea, their people could starve for all the government cares as long as they stay in power. But I don't think there's any stomach for a military intervention at this point. So I think continuing tightening those sanctions is about the only way that we're going to go. Our Latin American partners are with us on this for the most part. I think eventually it'll be successful. Probably it'll have to wait until the after the election before we see real progress, though.
And I guess the real question back to the political class and so forth is, why are we hearing nothing about Venezuela any further? Now, you point out that many of the Democrats running for president and other members of Congress like AOC and Ilhan Omar and others openly support democratic socialism, socialist policies, which, let's be honest, our communist policies, our Marxist policies are like the policies we see in Venezuela. Bernie Sanders, for example, has openly supported the idea of government takeover of different industries. So have other members of the Democrat Party that are, trust me, this is not your dad's Democrat Party anymore. But still the news media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, NBC, CBS, some of these outlets should certainly still be on top of Venezuela. And yet you see and read and hear almost no coverage.
It's a slippery slope, Steve. If you're going to talk about Venezuela and why a country that is awash in a sea of oil with a great and brilliant population has descended into chaos and poverty, it's because of their socialist policies, the very policies that the Democrats are trying to impose on the United States. That's why you don't see a lot more coverage of it.
A complete violation of human rights and everything else. Real quickly, Frank, I'll get your latest. If you're going to pick one of the Democrat candidates, which one do you think is going to win this horse race?
The numbers seem to indicate Elizabeth Warren. Of course, she follows in the tradition of glorious Democratic candidates from Massachusetts who have gone down in flames. Really, no one has been successful since John Kennedy. And of course, if Kennedy ran today, he'd have to run as a conservative Republican.
You got that right. Frank Vernuccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Steve, I look forward to our next discussion.
I do as well. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, a lot of people feel that she's in the commanding position. Now she's in third and fourth place, depending on the polling. You've still got Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders leading the pack. Kamala Harris in there as well, and then Elizabeth Warren. Those are the three or four candidates, because let's be honest, by the time you get to January, there's going to be about six or eight candidates left. That's it. This whole field of 24, it's going to pare down. In fact, Eric Swalwell, however you say that, of California has dropped out of the race, the first candidate to do so. He was polling at less than 1%. We'll have more after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk without the driver listening in. Okay, now that we're alone, we can talk about your friend's driving. It's okay, he can't hear us. Now, I'd never say this to his face, but he might be the worst driver in the history of the world. You should say something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. I better say something to the driver real quick so he doesn't get suspicious that we're talking about him. Still talking to the passenger. Not about you at all. Just going to be one more minute. He is totally going to get you killed.
Find other interesting ways to speak up against reckless driving by visiting our website at speakuporelse.com. Because it doesn't matter what you say, just say something. Brought to you by the Ad Council and speakuporelse.com.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified, You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.